What I have to say is something very simple. You know, the understanding of who the self is. A lot of people think that this is a very Eastern idea, understanding the self. It's not. It's a human idea, understanding the self. Who are you? What are you? Everybody on the face of this earth sooner or later will ask the question, who am I? Above and beyond everything that we get involved in, who am I? What is it to be a human being? You come in this world, and I was thinking today, for me, everywhere I go, it's like passing through. So I go home and I'm just passing through. I'm not there too long, I'm passing through. And I go to one country and I'm passing through. And go to another country and just passing through. And before you know, life is the same way, just passing through. And this is what we do. And in one way, all the complexities of being on earth, our relationships, our ideas, our wishes, our dreams, trying to realize those dreams, trying to wonder why things happen to us the way they do, why things are good, why things are bad, why things are right, why things are wrong. All these complexities, and we want to understand them. But we never focus on understanding who am I. And unless you know who you are, what is your reference? Unless you know what a human being is, how would you know what a human being is supposed to be? So what is a human being supposed to be? You go to a horse, you know exactly what a horse is. You don't go to a horse and walk in its behind area and start touching its legs because something is going to happen. And you know that. And what's going to happen? The horse is going to kick you, especially if it's not sure about you. You don't go to a shark in the water, still alive, and go, nice teeth. Let me see those again. Can I touch your teeth? Because you know exactly what a shark is and what it'll do with those teeth. But what is a human being? Of course, these are physical traits, but what is a human being? And what is the importance then of understanding what a human being is? Because in our aspirations, what do we want? There is a state of being. And in this state of being, a person becomes desireless. Desireless. You can call that state contentment. You can call that state happiness. You can call that state bliss. You can call that state peace, and I don't really care, because these are just words. What I do care about is that state. I don't care about the words, but the world's caught up in the words. Talk to me about peace. You're ambassador of peace. What? Peace is inside every human being. And peace is something really cannot be talked about. It needs to be felt. So the question then becomes is that in this process of feeling the self, understanding the self, do you feel that state Are you in that state of equilibrium? Now you may say, what are you talking about? Well, this is how your body works. Your physical body works like this. If there is something wrong, it'll tell you. But if there's nothing wrong, it shuts up. It doesn't actually sit there every 2 minutes and go, everything is okay, everything is okay, everything is okay, everything is okay, everything, because you would never sleep. All you would hear is, everything is okay, everything is okay, everything is okay. This is how your body works. All the nerves, they don't fire. Something is wrong, they fire. Everything is right. State of equilibrium. Everything is good. Bad, you are told. That hurts. Ouch. Good. Is this Eastern? Is this Southern? Is this Northern? Is it Western? Is it Eastern? No, it's human. Every human being is like that. You sit on a nail, it'll hurt. Your body says something is wrong. Your body doesn't say, hey, you stupid idiot, why are you sitting on a nail? Doesn't actually tell you that. This you figure out. It just says something is wrong, and it's right here where it is wrong. So what is it to be a human being? Why is it? Why is it we don't get a big green light? It just feels good, and that's it. And this experience I had, you saw me in that garden. It's in Japan. Magnificent garden. Very old. And that gentleman who was with me, he was actually a professor of horticulture. And he was responsible for these gardens. And he actually, under him, there's quite a few of these gardens. And he takes care of them. He's a gardener at heart. Every rock has a meaning, why it's there, what it represents. Every tree, the way it has been shaped to come and meet the lake that is there. I mean, and he was explaining everything to me. And so I got there, and this is, you know, in Japan. So I, in Kyoto, so I'm there. I come to the park, and it's my comment to him, it's very quiet here. Of course, I'm purposely not saying peaceful, because quiet is not peaceful. Peace is different. Quiet is absence of noise. So I'm there, and he then starts to say, yes, so the ska means that's so, and yes, it's very peaceful. I didn't want to get on his case, so. So I'm sitting there for a little while, and I realize it's not very quiet. The crickets. We're going at it. Then the rustling of the leaves was going at it. Then the water falling was going at it. Then the birds were going at it. And I realize it's not quiet at all. But it was harmonious. So the winds rustling and the water falling and the birds chirping and the crickets cricketing was harmonious. And in this harmony, what I would consider noise was not noise. Decibel-wise, it was actually quite loud. But because it blended with each other, it was harmonious. It was not offending. It was not offending. Cars honking, noise of the tires on the surface of the road, the sirens going off, is not harmonious. And it seems like a noise. It's offending. But this other noise, the water falling, the crickets, the birds, it was harmonious and it was not offending. And my body, my ears were saying, what? So it seems to me, put the two and two together, that unless you have a harmony in your life, of all the things that are happening, if they are in harmony, you will also get a no objection certificate from yourself. Everything is good. Everything is fine. And hence the feeling of well-being. And this feeling of well-being is, some people call it peace. There, no more, no less, nothing being weighed, nothing being measured. Go on, be, exist, and filled with the feeling of well-being. Glad to be alive. Content. Content. This is the nature of the self. This is the nature. What do we look for? I want to be this. I want to be that. Oh, when my dreams are fulfilled, the Bali Holly dreams. That's my, I have coined this word, Bali Holly. It stands for Bollywood and Hollywood. The Bali Holly dreams, they show you what your girlfriend should look like. They show you what your boyfriend should look like. And how with just one strike, he can take 8 people out. Especially in Bollywood. So all the actors are superheroes. I mean, it's like, that's why they don't have Superman yet. They don't need one. It's like, but yeah, but you got this guy, and you got this guy, and he does the same thing. He just like, takes out 10 people, takes out 20 people, takes out 30 people. And they will never have a superwoman because the women are like that too. One look and 10 people fall dead. So there's plenty of Bali Holly dreams, and you have to pursue these dreams. And now all of a sudden, what are you saying to yourself and you're saying to the world is, and this is what we're saying is a compliment to, may all your dreams be fulfilled. What? How do you know I haven't been having nightmares? What is my dream? What is my dream? In that state where I fall asleep, what is it that I see? Just my desires. I have a story for you. See, now, because when I speak, they don't get distributed all over the place, so I can tell these stories again and again and again. It's really cool. It's really cool. So there was a guy. He was a stone cutter by profession. And every day, he'd go to the mountain, cut some rocks, carry them back home, create little idols, bowls, mortar, pestle with them, with the rocks. And this is how he made his living. And he was not happy, because it was a lot of hard work to go to the mountain, to cut the rock, bring it home, lug this heavy load home, cut, 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 dust everywhere, noise, 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 hard work. And you had to be careful because one wrong blow and everything would come undone. So this is what he did every day, but he was not very happy. And he also had his Bali Holi dreams, and his Bali Holi dreams were to be rich, to be famous, to be powerful. I know a lot of people who have that dream, with little flavor differences, but very similar. So one day, he was going by this house, and it was the house of the rich man, powerful, big wall, and you know, he could see big house, and a lot of servants running around, and party going on, and okay, that's what I want. I want to have servants. I want to have a big house. I want to have all these parties going on, people paying homage to me, people respecting me. I mean, having a good, easy life, not this cutting of the stone every day. He looked up and he said, God, make me like that. And that day, God was listening. As you may have noticed, God doesn't listen very much. But that day, he was listening. And boom, just like that, this man was transformed into a rich man with a big house, lots of servants, lots of money, lots of everything that goes with it. He's like, this is life. This is good. This is good. I am powerful. People bow in front of me, pay respect to me, wait for my word, my command, carry it out. This is good. He's very happy. But as you know, happiness is just a scale. Whichever side is heavier, that's the side it tips on. One day, he happened to see the king passing by. And what does he see? All the rich men, all the powerful men are standing by the road paying their homage to the king. He even has more servants than he has at home. There's the king. Everybody trembles at his name. I goes, wow. He was happy till then. He's not happy after that, because after that, he wanted to be like the king. That's what I want. That's powerful. Not me and my little bungalow and few little puny servants. No, I want to be like him. He looked up. I know this is rare. But that day, too, God was listening. And the guy said, God, I want to be the king. Next thing you know, he's the king. Then he goes, wow, I have all these soldiers, waiting for my command. I have all these generals waiting on me. I have all these servants, and everywhere I look, everywhere I go, I mean, this is good. This is good. This is powerful. And he was happy. And like I said, happiness is just a matter of which way the scale tips. So he comes out one day on his veranda. Beautiful day. Takes a stretch. Looks up. Big, bright sun. Shining. Doing its thing. Everybody, as far as you could see, trying to hide from the sun. Big, hot, bright sun. So, wow. That sun is more powerful than me. Everybody is taking heed of that sun. Looked up, and this is incredibly rare. Unheard of. But that day, too, God was listening. And he said, God, I want to be the sun. Boom! There he is, the mighty sun shining. He's like, this is more like it. Everybody is below me. Nobody is above me. I control everybody's life. Without me, nobody can see. Everybody gets up after I get up, and everybody goes to sleep when I go to sleep. This is life is good. Life is good. Every day he would shine, feel his power. To one day, a big cloud came and parked itself. Trying to shine through, couldn't. Could see the dark spot where there's not much light. Could it be? Could it be? This cloud is more powerful than the sun? The sun cannot shine through it? God, I want to be the cloud. There is a cloud. Powerful. Blocks the sun. He's like, now I have the power. I can block the sun. One day, to his great amazement, he starts to move. What's making me move? What can make the great cloud move? And he looks, and it's the wind. What? The wind is more powerful than me? Make me move? God, I want to be the wind. Now he's the wind, and he's blowing, and he blows wherever he wants to blow, and he's flowing wherever he wants to flow, and he goes anywhere he wants to go, and he's everywhere, and he's amazingly powerful, and he's like, this is it, this is it. This has got to be it, this is it, this is it. I am the most powerful. Till one day, comes across something it cannot go through, and the wind gets stopped. He looks. What's more powerful than the wind? And it's a big mountain. It's a big mountain. The wind completely stopped by the mountain. God, make me a mountain. Now he's the mountain. Now this is it. I am the most powerful, the most powerful, the most powerful, the most powerful. Even the wind cannot go through me. It can move the cloud. It can hide the cloud that can hide the sun. The sun that is more powerful than the king, who's more powerful than the rich man. And now I am the mountain and I'm. This is it. The one day, yes. He hears a noise. And he feels like somebody is cutting a part away of the mountain, chipping the mountain away. Who can be so powerful that can take the mountain and cut it? This must be the most powerful person. He looks down, and it is a stone cutter cutting the mountain. This is when he realizes that he was the most powerful all along. All. But he did not know it. And now he knows it. Make me a stone cutter. Whoosh. Back to being a stone cutter. You are the stone cutter who does not know his or her own power. Subjected to the rules and principles of others, you lose the relationship with the self. In trying to develop your relationships in the world, trying to be a better boyfriend, a better husband, a better father, a better uncle, a better mother, a better wife, a better aunt. You forget the relationship with the self, dictated by the other rules, which we don't even know what they are. Because nobody explains it to them, to us, these rules till we break them. That's the problem. Oh, you know what? You just broke that rule. But I didn't know there was a rule like that. A little kid, a little boy, if he used to come into the room and say something nasty that he heard, and he says it in the middle of everybody, nobody first told him, don't say these words. Nobody does. Just like telling the kid what the words are. No, no. But the day he breaks the rule, to your room. Why? But you never told me. You never warned me. You never said, you know, you should have told me, don't say the word, you know, whatever. And it's not just that. It's everything. The way you look at somebody. I'm mad at you, being already punished. I'm mad at you because the way you looked at me. But you haven't gone, you didn't give me the class of what are all the looks that are acceptable and what are the looks that are not acceptable. Forewarn me, show me a book where it says, okay, you have busted page 6. And that's why you're being punished. No, you were punished when you break the rule. And how does the world go around it? They make the rules as they wish. You live in a very different society today. Very different society than was 10 years ago, than was 10 years before that, that was 10 years before that, 10 years before that, and 10 years before that, and 10 years before that. And what are you trying to do? Ultimately, got a very short span on this earth. How short? Even if you live to be 100 years, you know how many days that is? 100 years. I rounded it off for you. Instead of 25,550, that was getting complicated. 100 years, that's nice. Nobody can say that's too short. 100 is pretty good. 100 years, 36,500 days. So you're trying to survive 36,500 days with sheer happiness. That's all you want, really. You want 36,500 days of happiness, contentment, joy, fulfillment. To feel good every single day. 36,500 days. That's all. That's all. That's all. And is that asking too much? No, really, is that asking too much? Is that confusing for you? Confusing? Too complicated? Just lousy 36,500 little days, of which if you are lucky, you will sleep for 8 hours of it, of the 24. And between going to the bathroom and sitting at a lunch table, another hour at least is blown away. So whatever you've got left, that's the only time you're requesting from your existence and from this world, can I be happy? Can I be content? That's all. I don't think it's an unrealistic request. And more than that, I don't think it's an impossible request. It is a possible request. Very possible. And what does it take? What do I have to do? People go, what do I have to do? I mean, at this point, people are going, what do I have to do? Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. And I'm like, don't do anything. Huh? Yeah, peace is inside of you. Hello. Peace is inside of you. It's like telling somebody who's dying of thirst, where do I get the water? Where do I get the water? Where do I get the water? Water, water, please give me water. Well, you have it. You have it. It's in you. I want to find God. This is, I've been saying this in India. They got a big kick out of it. I said, you know, God is the only thing in this whole world that cannot go from here to here. Because God is the only thing that's here and here. And if God was to go from here to here, that means there'd be no God here, and that's impossible. See? Can't do it. No coming, no going. The only one cannot come and cannot go. Where is he going to come from? Where is God going to go? Where is God going to come from? God's everywhere. Most importantly, that divine is also in you. Just by that same logic, here and here, so in you too. How many of you, before you go to the supermarket to do your daily groceries or weekly groceries, look in the refrigerator to see what you already have? How many? It's a wise thing to do. I would have thought more hands would go up, but it's okay. It's okay. I mean, what is the point of buying something you already have? Unless it's expired. But unless you look in the refrigerator, you won't know it has expired. So why do you look in the refrigerator? Anyways, why do you look in the refrigerator? Isn't what you're going to buy based on need? So go to the supermarket and say, well, let's see, what do I feel like? Oh, I feel some of, I'll have cabbage, and I'll have okra, and I'll have that, and I'll have this, and I'll have that, and I'll have that, I'll have that, that, that. And you know from the past experience that that can lead you into big trouble. Your refrigerator gets full, then it doesn't function properly, and you end up with duplicates of everything, and then finally you don't know what, when was bought what, and then it expires, and then the whole thing starts. So you have learned it's wise to go look in the refrigerator, because that's at your home. That's the closest place, and get what is not there. Where would you start looking for the divine? First place to look is right here. You can't find it here. Then fine, go look for it there, go look for it there. Like, but when the divine is here, where are you going to look? Isn't this the most convenient place to begin with within you? People have heard me talk about the heart. Right? You've all heard of me. Some point, talk about that. So one day I asked myself, what is the heart? Do you ask yourself that? What is the heart? So I have an answer for you. Heart is the place where the human courage resides. Heart is the place where the clarity in a human being resides. Heart is the place where that want of understanding resides. Heart is the place where the joy resides. Heart is the place where the light resides. Heart is the place where the beauty resides. Heart is the place where the divine resides. This is the human heart. This is the human heart. And it's what you are. This is what you are. See, this is why it's so important to know the self. So important to know this. Not the rules. You know the rules, but you don't know the self. I will tell you another story, a very beautiful story. You want to hear another story? Yeah. It's a very nice story. There was a king, and he had commanded where his castle was, where his palace was, that there be a beautiful garden. So the gardener would go down, and his palace was way up on the mountains, and he had to go way down where the river was and get the water every day to water all the plants, the grass, in the new garden. So the gardener got himself a big pole and two big pots to balance, and he would go every day, go down, walk, 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 get the water, fill the pots up, come up, and water everything. One day, the back pot got a hole in it. And the gardener did not get rid of the pot. He would take it down, all the way down, fill it up with water, bring it back up, water all the gardens. Just kept on going for quite a while. And one day, the front pot says to the back pot, you have a hole in you. You're no good. By the time the poor gardener goes all the way down and he comes back up here, I am the only one that has water in it, and this garden that you see is because of me, not because of you. Because by the time he brings you up here, you're empty. So the pot in the back became very sad. I'm worthless. I'm useless. So one day the gardener came and looked at his pots and said, to the back one and says, why are you sad? And he says, well, I'm sad because I have a hole in me. And the other day we were having a conversation, the front part and me. And this part told me I was useless because you go all the way down to the gorge, get water, fill us up both up, and by the time I come up here, there is no water left, and I don't contribute to the beauty of this garden. And the front one said he was the only one that contributed to the beauty of the garden. And the gardener said, don't be sad. Because only in this garden the flowers were growing. But the day you got a hole in yourself, because of you, have you looked? Have you noticed? Flowers are growing all the way from the bottom of the river up to this garden. Only the king enjoys this garden, but the flowers that you help grow are enjoyed by whoever travels on that road. You like that story? This is you. This is you. This is you. This is why I am so opposed to the idea of young and old. I'm completely, and more I came up with this idea. It's like, what is this thing? Young, old. It's a useless idea. It's an excuse. It's an excuse of the world to divide us. Educated, uneducated, tall, short, black, white, green, red, yellow, blue, you know, French, German, Italian, Swiss. Come on, guys, enough. There should only be one standard. So far, breath is coming into you and going out of you, you are alive. And you are alive, that's the only thing required to be content. Nothing more, nothing less. Oh, but I am so old. My dear friends, you have no idea how old you are. Truly, I am not kidding you. You are made out of hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, calcium, nitrogen, and phosphates. Do you know how long ago these things were made? Billions of years ago. That's how old you are. 99% of you are made out of these six things. That's how old you are. When you die, all this is all going to go back to being that. Happily. I said this to somebody. It's funny. But, because they looked at me funny. That's why I think it was funny. Because I said to this person, I said, do you think every time somebody is born on the face of this earth, the earth weighs more? And you should have seen the facial expression on this person's face. It was like, You know, this is one of those questions that this lady was asked that she had never been asked before. And she never in her whole sweet little life ever sat down to think, when somebody is born on the face of this earth, does the earth weigh more? And so, you know, it was like, yes, no, I mean, she guessed, and she was wrong. She guessed yes. I said no. Why? Why? How can that be? Because this is where we come from. And to this we go. Our place is not on little tiny land. Our place is not in some little apartment. You belong to the universe. That's your home. You belong to the universe. And to the universe you will go. You're much bigger than you realize. And more magnificent than you realize. To the universe! My God, universe! That's who you are. Scientifically speaking, this is what you are. And so people say, old, young, no, just so far you're alive. This breath comes into you, you're blessed. Ultimate blessing given. No questions asked. No judgment made. Good, bad, right, wrong, no judgment made, you're blessed. Till the day it comes no more. What do you want to count? All the time that it comes or the times that it doesn't come? You can't count the times it doesn't come. You can only count the times it comes. So get busy. Get busy feeling each one. Because it's a bless. There you go. There's the... That's what it is. This is what living life is. Not, oh my God, my problems. Oh God. Why me? Oh, you make a very good target. You moan well. Groan well. Entertaining when you are in pain. Why? What kind of question is why me? Excuse me. Do you think anybody here has a problem that hasn't been experienced by human beings before you? Hello? Have I shocked you? You just happen to be the next victim. The problems, people left, problems stayed, looking for another vulnerable person who is full of the Bali Holly dreams. Bali Holly is just a little word. But maybe in your dreams, everybody who's supposed to be punished gets punished. Justice. The lawyer. Justice. you will be punished by God, people say. Yeah, God's created the earth, created the universe. Not listening to anybody. And so, I guess God just sits there and says, okay, next. What did you do wrong? Ah, let's punish you. We live in a world of beliefs. We live in a world of beliefs. What is the problem with beliefs? They can be shattered. If you live in the world of knowledge, knowledge cannot be shattered. Beliefs, just like that. All of a sudden, one guy can come. You know, that's not the way it is. People are like, oh, ghosts, ghosts. The closest thing I have seen to a ghost freaked me out. I was in my bedroom. In my bedroom, getting ready for bed, and my family was there. And my daughter proceeds to tell me how she has been seeing a little girl, an Indian little girl, walking around. And I believe her. Oh. So I'm sure, honey, you know, it doesn't mean you any harm. Little did I know I was being set up. So now I'm lying there. Lights are off. And she comes in. On her knees. And I see this little thing go across at the foot of the bed, and I screamed. I did. I turned on the light, realized, you know, something. She was laughing too. So I was totally set up. So the other day, actually it was in America, so it was over 5 months ago. I was looking at TV and they were going to have a show about ghosts. So I was like, oh, yeah, this will be interesting. I get to watch a ghost on TV. Safe. See nobody. Just conjecture. Oh, look, did you feel that? Oh, my God, did you feel? Oh. World of beliefs, world of reality. Reality is knowledge, experience. Leonardo da Vinci. You know Leonardo da Vinci, no? You have heard of him? How many of you? Please raise your hand. Thank you. And the reason why I do this is because I was just recently in Cambodia, and I was talking about Leonardo da Vinci, and they were looking at me like, is he your brother or what? So in the middle of it, I asked them, I said, you've heard of Leonardo da Vinci, no? I quickly changed the subject. And Leonardo da Vinci. So now I ask people, have you heard of him or not? Leonardo da Vinci, this is what he says. You know, the time he was in the time of the great believers. And he was asking questions and he wanted to pursue facts. And he was making notes. And he didn't want anybody to see his notes. So the way he wrote his notes by is looking through a mirror. So he would put the mirror and then write, looking in the mirror as he wrote. So when he wrote, it was all backwards. And if somebody was to glance at it, it would make no sense to them. And on one of his notes, he writes, Leonardo da Vinci, the disciple of experience. Leonardo da Vinci, disciple of experience. When I came across this, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. That's what I want to be. I want to be disciple of experience. I want to know. I want to know what today brings. I want to know. I want to know that this breath that just came into me isn't blessing. I want to know. Every day I want to strive to ask the right question and to get the answer. Because that's what experience is. Not just keep asking questions, but to come to a resolution, to come to an answer, then to experience. Oh. Every day to strive to feel alive, because I am. Wrapped in the problems, wrapped in the issues, wrapped in all of this garbage that we allow ourselves to get buried in, is no way to live. You know that, right? That is not living. That is not living. Living will embrace the living, because that is the nature of living. Not what's happening today in this world, where people are ready to blow each other up. In the name of God, in the name of heaven, how selfish are you going to get? How selfish are you going to get? Oh yeah, the dream, you know, you're going to go to heaven and you're going to get this. And of course, the Indians have their laddus lined up. Laddus? That's it? You want to live for laddus? Things that'll give you diabetes? Blow out your liver, give you cellulite that'll never go away, make you fat like a pig? That's what you want? That's tempting to you? That's like, wow. If that's what you want, is come with me to India. I'll get you as many laddus as you want, right here on earth. Not life. That's what not life is. One of the things that I've been saying at the events is I know people are not ready for their day. What is my proof? Explain to me the snooze button on the alarm clock. Snooze. You set the alarm time. And now the alarm faithfully is waking you up, saying, get up. And you're going, not yet. 5 more minutes of complete torture. Because that's what it is. You know you've got to get up. You know it's going to go on. You are no longer asleep. Your mind is running. You have left REM long time ago. And now you lie there in the turmoil, in the pain, in the agony of today. If that's how your day begins, that's not very auspicious. What happened to I'm alive? Oh my God, I'm alive. What happened to I want to be fulfilled? What happened to I want to feel? I want to feel gratitude for what I have. What happened to all that? Mind, the problem part of it, it'll chew you up. It'll eat you up. It is the renewer of the problem. The same old problem comes like new. And you really feel very proud of your problem because it's like nobody's had this before. Oh yes, it's the same problem. It just feels new. Same old thing. Dupe that person and now it's after you. And is it gonna get you? Of course. Why? Because you're so vulnerable. Why? Because you don't know the self. That's the importance of knowing the self. That hole that you see in that pot is nothing shy of a blessing. Nothing shy of a blessing. But the world will make you believe, no, that makes you useless. You're not useless. You're not useless. Why do you give up on yourself when God has not given up on you? How do you know God has not given up on you? How do you know that? This breath comes into you. Still this breath comes into you. Your hydrogen hasn't given up on you. Your carbon hasn't given up on you. Your oxygen hasn't given up on you. Calcium has not given up on you. Nitrogen, phosphorus, none of these have given up on you, except you have given up on yourself right here. What is pain? What is pain? It's the grinding of the two gears, not in the right way. There is the self that wants to be content, and then there is all this other stuff that wants to make it discontent, and that's the noise. It's called pain. It's called suffering. Be in that beautiful place. People will make New Year's resolutions. You know why New Year's resolutions don't work? They're made with at least 6 drinks, 7 drinks later. That person is not qualified to drive a car, much less make a resolution for the next year. Yeah, next year I'll do that. It's like, just shut up. You are in no mental state. You have no clarity in this moment. This is when the New Year's resolutions. So what else is going to happen? Thank God they fail. What this person could have imagined, if they start succeeding, God knows what would happen. And I'm sure that that person is having his drinks on New Year. I mean, wow, how come people do that? I mean, have drinks to welcome the new day. Also have their drinks when somebody dies. That's it, you know. That's it. And what do the saints say? Beautiful people who felt something in their life. You're going to be intoxicated, then be intoxicated in the love, in that gratitude of the divine. And then what will your resolution be? Your resolution will be, I want to feel this gratitude every day of my life. I want to be fulfilled every day of my life. So anyways, I've spoken way too long. Well, you probably have nowhere to go. So thank you for this nice warm hall. But I've got a lot to do. And next year is, of course, the 50th anniversary of me doing this. So, we'll see how many places I have to go. There's a lot of new places, a lot of places I went this year that I had never been before. As we try to put together a slideshow, I didn't, Alex did, but the idea was to just give you a general sense of what's going on. It goes on for quite a while, like 16 minutes long or something. And it would have been a lot longer than that. There's a lot more pictures. But just amazing things happen. People are listening to this message and their lives are being changed left and right. I'm not kidding you. It's like really, really being changed. There was a guy in Mauritius, and I just found out he finally received knowledge. But when he first heard about my message, he was so upset. He was so upset. He just said, "I'm old. How come I never heard this before?" But he's fine. Now he knows how to be thankful for the rest of the days he has. Before, maybe he thought that he was the pot with the hole. But now that pot with the hole is happier than the pot in the front, because his flowers go all the way along the path, whilst that one, I bet that one is trying to get a hole in it so that it can do the same thing. But no, that's, you know, whatever. But be in that beautiful place, and from your heart, because that's courage. That's where your courage resides. And the courage, it takes courage. It takes courage to be clear. It takes courage to understand. It takes courage to be the disciple of experience. It takes a lot of courage. And that's why I say heart is the place where the courage of a human being resides. Courage to be in that beautiful, beautiful place, to be in gratitude. And I wish you all a very, very, very happy new year. And enjoy your life, enjoy your existence. Thank you very much, and good night. Thank you.